there are many reasons why we can rely on the Bible. But for me, one of the most interesting things is the aspects of the Law of Moses that deal with medicine and science. Part of the fascination of the Bible for me is that here we have an ancient book, in fact probably the oldest book extant, which contains scientific information that we've only understood in the last century or so, and some that we've only appreciated in the last few decades. We're all familiar with the concern in our hospitals regarding the spread of infections such as Clostridium difficile and MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. These disease-causing organisms are spread on unwashed hands, and so hospital managements are anxious to encourage frequent hand-washing by staff and visitors. This is not a modern idea, it's as old as the Bible itself. Let me read you a short extract from Leviticus, part of the Law of Moses written about 3,500 years ago. It's concerned with someone who is suffering from a form of gastroenteritis. Anyone the man with a discharge touches without rinsing his hands with water must wash his clothes and bathe with water, and he will be unclean till evening. Here it's quite clear that the potential for the spread of disease is being checked by washing hands. It is remarkable that the ancient Israelites had a law that would prevent the spread of infectious diseases. The concept was rediscovered in the 1800s when a Hungarian obstetrician, Dr. Semmelweis, realized that childbed fever or puerperal fever was being spread from patient to patient by doctors' unwashed hands. He reduced the mortality among mothers from 1 in 4, that is 25%, to less than 1%. If only doctors had read their Bibles, the lives of countless young women would have been saved. The Law of Moses included the important concept of quarantine to prevent the spread of diseases. It had provision for the disposal of human waste that prevented the contamination of drinking water. Something that causes suffering and death from waterborne diseases such as enteritis, typhoid, and cholera. They also had laws relating to slum clearance, ensuring that houses were fit for habitation, something we might think was a post-war development. We now recognize that the ancient Jewish dietary laws, for example those that banned pig meat products and shellfish, are based on sound scientific principles that, when ignored, can result in severe and sometimes fatal food poisoning. We now realize that too much of the wrong sort of fat in our diet can lead to heart disease and, as some doctors think, bowel cancer. The Law of Moses forbids the eating of any animal fat. In the last couple of decades, we've come to understand why the Law of Moses allowed that a contaminated wooden article could be washed, but a contaminated pot vessel must be smashed. It's evident that a porous clay pot would be impossible to clean since bacteria could remain in the pores after it had been washed. But wood is also porous. Why was it acceptable to wash it? We now know that wood exudes a natural antibacterial substance and so is intrinsically hygienic. Studying the Bible has taught me, first of all, that it's obvious that the Bible is a book that was way, way ahead of its time. The laws of the surrounding contemporary nations simply don't compare with those to be found in the Bible. Not only did the Law of Moses ensure a far better quality of life for those who kept it, but it also had a spiritual dimension, pointing forwards to something much greater. In the New Testament, we have the fulfillment of ancient promises that offer an endless life. Now, if the Bible was so remarkably scientifically right 3,500 years ago, surely we can depend on it to be right in guiding us in the present and for our futures. Thank you.